This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 o'clock on Friday can only mean one thing. From St. Joe to Sao Paulo to Santa Clara, he's there every step of the way, and nobody knows the Chiefs like Nate, Nate Taylor.
They will move Joe Tooney to left tackle.
Now of ESPN, join CDOT on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by Nate Taylor of ESPN. Nate, it's back. Football is here. Oh, I got to hit the button. My bad. I got to hit the button. I was like, why is Nate not talking? Nate, how you doing, man?
I was definitely talking.
That's my fault.
No. Hey, it's week one for everyone, man. No, it's great. Brazil's awesome. I'm down here on the field. I'm so happy football's back. So happy to be joining with you guys.
I mean, let's get the most important thing out of the way. Do you think that Taylor Swift will be at the game tonight?
Everyone I talked to says it's possible. No one was, you know, for obvious reasons, no one's going to say, yes, Nate, she's going to be here, but no one said no. So, you know, I even wrote in my story today on, hey, like the Chiefs having so much popularity and Travis Kelce being the most famous guy in the league, you know, in part because he's engaged with Taylor Swift. Look, Mark Donovan said, a couple weeks ago that she was going to be at more games this season and that he did not rule out Brazil. So, again, I've talked to several people. If she arrives tonight, I will not be surprised.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor from ESPN. All right, Nate, there's a lot to get into with this game. This is how I led the show. These two teams have played 8 games with their current starting quarterback, Mahomes and Justin Herbert. 7 of those games have been decided by one score. The Chiefs have outscored the Chargers in the fourth quarter, 85-50. This game is probably going to be close. Most Chiefs games are close. The difference in this is kind of what the difference is in most Chiefs games. The Chiefs execute and just quite simply outplay their opponent in the final 15.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Minutes of these games.
That's so true, and there was no better representation of that than last year, of course, and that even includes a game where, you know, it was not Harrison Butker, ladies and gentlemen, but it was obviously Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, you know, figuring it out on third down, which led to a field goal that obviously doinked in for the division. So if you're a Chiefs fan, you hope that there's not that much of a dramatic finish tonight in Sao Paulo, but there's a reason why the NFL picked these two teams, right? The Chargers were obviously going to be the designated home team based on their marketing rights and obviously their connection in terms of logistics to Sao Paulo. And the Chiefs are the NFL's most popular team. They're the most watched team. They have obviously the pedigree. So I think for the NFL, they understand that this is probably going to be, you know, as good of a game as you could imagine, probably one that might be similar to when the Chiefs beat the Dolphins in Frankfurt, Germany. That game was highly anticipated, you have to remember as well. So the Chiefs normally do well in week one. They rarely lose. They've only lost once with Patrick Mahomes as their starting quarterback since 2018. So I don't think that's going to change, but I am fascinated to see if the Chiefs offense can get on a fast start and if the defense can withhold and withstand maybe a late push from the Chargers in the third and fourth quarter.
Nate, where are you at with Justin Herbert? We've had a lot of arguments and debate about him over the last week or so. This is where I am. At this stage in your career, for you to be talked about like you're one of the top 5 to 8 quarterbacks in the league, you got to have done more. You got to have one MVP. You got to win your division. You got to win playoff games. Like, you got to be able to hold something. And I know the argument's going to be, well, he plays in Patrick Mahomes' division. Well, Joe Burrow plays in Patrick Mahomes' conference and has been to a Super Bowl. Josh Allen plays there and has won MVP. Lamar Jackson. He is the least accomplished of any of the quarterbacks that we think are good.
Yeah, I can't disagree. And I know that, you know, because of his nature and his play style, he does allow you to enjoy the highlights. Again, he's one of the best quarterbacks at throwing the football, guys. What I wonder is Jim Harbaugh, is he going to be able to get the most out of Herbert? Because the true test was, hey, go to Arrowhead in prime time, beat the Chiefs. Now, obviously, we could say do that again today in Sao Paulo. But, I mean, he utterly collapsed in the Super Wild Card weekend loss to the Houston Texans. And I think people have largely forgotten about that because, hey, it was the first round of the playoffs. We all understand that. But Justin Herbert has not won a playoff game. He has not led the Chargers to a division. He and Ladd McConkey are going to have to do miracles tonight. And I'm very fascinated to see if Trent McDuffie follows Ladd McConkey for the majority of the game to set up Christian Fulton to be with someone like Keenan Allen for the most part on the perimeter. So when you consider everything, the fact that, hey, we just learned Mekhi Becton is dealing with an illness. Obviously, they don't have their best offensive lineman for the season. Hey, this is when your quarterback's got to lift all boats. And so I'm very eager to see how Justin Herbert performs tonight because the Chiefs defensive line will not be as healthy at any point in the regular season, Carrington. I'm pretty confident in that just because Chris Jones is healthy and motivated. You do have Charles Domenihue back for week one for the first time in the Chiefs uniform. You still have Mike Dana. You still have George Karloftis. Of course, you have the rookies and Omar Norman Lott and Ashton Gelati. Those guys, you know, one of them could deal with an injury at some point in the course of the season. So this is probably the best version of the Chiefs pass rush we're going to see early on in the season. So Justin Herbert's going to have to overcome plenty of challenges tonight, given how I think Steve Spagnuolo is going to sort of anticipate where the weaknesses are on the offensive line.
Which defensive line do you think has the advantage in this game? Because the Chargers are going up against an inexperienced left side of the Chiefs offensive line, and the Chiefs are going up against a team that lost their left tackle just a month ago. Whose D-line do you think has the advantage later tonight?
I would still say the Chiefs because they have Chris Jones. I'm going to try to simplify this, guys. If Mekhi Becton's dealing with an illness, Godspeed, sir, because it's been very clear to me since training camp, really early on in training camp, that Chris Jones has been highly motivated and a guy that knows, hey, I can get back to being a double-digit sack guy. I can be a guy that can sort of disrupt multiple drives in a game just by my sheer presence and athleticism and strength. So I would still give the advantage because the Chiefs have the best pass rusher. Now, that is not to slight Khalil Mack. I still think Khalil Mack is a above-average pass rusher. But look, I don't know how Joe Alt's going to look at left tackle. So that's kind of a wash when you understand that, hey, Josh Simmons is going to make his NFL debut tonight in a pretty unusual circumstances in an international game and a primetime standalone game. I would just say, hey, if you give me Steve Spagnuolo with Chris Jones, and again, a healthy defensive line as much as you can ask for, I would still give the Chiefs the edge in that department.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN. Nate, you talk to a lot of people around the Chiefs. Are they more confident, or do they sound more confident in Kingsley now or than they did last season? Because last season, it was never a competition at left tackle, which would suggest you felt really good about Kingsley going into the season. They obviously ended up being wrong. They've kind of echoed some of those same sentiments this year. Do they sound more confident this year or last year?
I think they sound more, I wouldn't say confident. I think the word is not only just like eager, but I would say eager and like very cautious as to like, hey, we just got to see it, man. Like I think the Chiefs still believe a lot in Kingsley Suamataia, but there's a time where you just got to prove it. And tonight is his first real go round. You've had the entire offseason. There are no excuses, right? You've gone through the entire offseason. You've played every preseason game. You and Josh Simmons have taken all the first team reps on the left side of that offensive line. You've obviously gotten plenty of time to talk with Patrick Mahomes and Creed Humphrey about blitzes, personnel. Hey, what's our silent count? Because that's going to be critical tonight. Because even though it's a smaller stadium, Carrington, these people are going to be loud. So it's going to be loud regardless of who has the football, because this will be a sort of a, you know, mini, you know, Super Bowl-like atmosphere just because, hey, Sao Paulo has plenty of fans on both of these two teams, which I think is interesting compared to what happened last year where, hey, they were just introduced to the Eagles and the Packers. These two teams they have much more of a foothold, from my understanding, in terms of, hey, fandom and actually being ready and geeked up for this game. So there's no excuses for Kingsley. Pass protect really well. I would argue that you should probably run the ball early with Isaiah Pacheco, sort of use his juice, his tenacity, get those offensive linemen in rhythm by going forward instead of going backwards. And then you can take your deep shots with Patrick Mahomes and Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown, and you can start to maybe exploit some of those weaknesses in the secondary of the Chargers. But it's got to start up front, and I think the Chiefs want to believe because, hey, you're next to Creed Humphrey, the best center in the league, and you're next to Josh Simmons, a guy who is immensely talented and has a lot more pedigree than you did at the position with that much, you know, pressure on you. They're cautious, but I think they're eager to see how he does tonight.
You mentioned Isaiah Pacheco. Let me give you this hypothetical, which seems like a very realistic scenario tonight. Let's say that there are 20 carries and I am subtracting anything from Patrick Mahomes that they don't really call design things from him. He just kind of scrambles and figures it out for his own. If they run the ball 20 times, how do they divvy up those carries between their four running backs?
Honestly, I would divvy it up between two. Okay. Eliza Mitchell, we don't need you tonight, baby. You know, I don't know what's going to happen, you know, with the rotation. Carrington, I would get the sense that, hey, you should really lean on Pacheco and Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt is essentially your third down short yardage running back. I think he's the best pass blocker you have, not named Isaiah Pacheco. So I would say of the 20 carries, I'm giving Pacheco at least 13, 14. And based on situation, based on red zone, third down, short yardage, hey, here's a nice changeup with Kareem Hunt, who can break tackles, who can run between the tackles really well, show some tenacity, some determination, you know, between the 10-yard line, you know, trying to get into the end zone. I think that would be a great scenario for the Chiefs if they could even have, you know, 20 or more, you know, designed runs from the running back position, because that means you're controlling the tempo. You're still taking your shots when you want to. You're not relying entirely on Mahomes and, say, Travis Kelce to get through every possible third down situation to move the football. I get the sense that Pacheco is as healthy as you could have asked and has the experience. And look, he even told us yesterday, and I know this was not in front of, you know, Kansas City media. This is in front of an international, you know, more than 200 reporters from all over South America. But this man said, I'm on a revenge tour. And that was the most interesting and fascinating thing Isaiah Pacheco has said since the Super Bowl. So if that's the case, all right, let's feed the beast. Let's see how Pacheco does in this environment. And let's see if the Chargers can tackle, if they can rally and, you know, get through to that offensive line. There's a chance this year, guys, where the offensive line might be better at run blocking early in the season than necessarily pass blocking. So give Isaiah Pacheco 16, 18 carries, see how Kareem Hunt does, and that means you're in control of the game and you can milk the clock in the fourth quarter.
Right now, we're talking to Nate Taylor of ESPN, going through some of the top storylines as we get you ready for Chiefs and Chargers coming up in a few hours in Brazil. I feel like Charles Omenihu and Hollywood Brown are almost in the exact same situation. Two guys that probably didn't plan on being back on the team on one-year deals, but for whatever reason last year, they had to end up coming back and signing one-year deals. Hollywood has never really been healthy in a Chiefs uniform. Omenihu has always kind of had a setback, whether it was being suspended, whether it was the injury, whatever it is. Neither one of these guys have ever got the chance to play at their A-plus in a Chiefs uniform. Who are you expecting more of this season? Is it Hollywood or Omenihu?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think, ooh, that's so good. I'm so glad you phrased it that way because there's an argument for both. I'm going to give the edge to Omenihu because you're further away from the ACL. You don't have to worry about, you know, a suspension. You know, he's done his part really since, you know, the Chiefs were going to the Super Bowl, obviously, in the 2023 season when he did have the ACL. Yes, he came back sooner than the Chiefs expected and actually played pretty well down the stretch last year. He had a sack in the playoffs. So I think the track record mostly favors Charles Omenihu because, hey, man, you're going to get some one-on-ones, right? You're going to be able to attack from the interior on third down. Of course, we all know Steve Spagnuolo loves that NASCAR package where, hey, it could be Mike Dana, could be Charles Omenihu next to Chris Jones from a three tech from the interior position. I kind of love the idea that, like, hey, this is a contract year for both of these players, so it's time to really max out. That is obviously the phrase that Andy Reid has bestowed on the guys this year. This is the theme of the season. Hey, I need you guys to max out. That's the way we're going to get back to the Super Bowl. That's the way we're going to, you know, sort of reestablish ourselves, especially on offense. So even though he's not playing with Patrick Mahomes, even though he's not getting the ball, I still think Charles Omenihu can have a bigger impact on the team, because the Chiefs are going to need someone other than Chris Jones and George Karloftis to be effective. The guy with the most juice, potentially, with the most experience, with the most, hey, if you do well, you will maximize your value next spring. I think those all favor Charles Omenihu. For Hollywood Brown, let's just get through the first 4 weeks, man. I just want to see what you look like in rhythm with Mahomes, you know, going through practices, going through, you know, numerous amounts of games. Like, let's just see it for a month, and then I can reevaluate it. There's only been a couple times, I believe, Carrington, where Hollywood's gotten through a full NFL season where you could say, hey, that guy's an NFL legitimate receiver. Well, this time, I just need to see it for a quarter of the season before I feel like I'm actually ready to evaluate this guy, because he did not play in the preseason. Obviously, he had his little ankle injury through training camp, went through his whole veteran, like, hey, trust me, Andy, I'll be ready when it's game day. Well, hey, today is game day, and if Hollywood Brown can be a serviceable player, kind of like how he was on Christmas Day against the Steelers, I think that's the best version you could sort of ask of him, at least early in the season, then, hey, that's sort of cherry on top of the cake. I think right now this is setting up really well for Charles Omenihu to sort of say, hey, I'm a guy that can get you 8 sacks in a season. I'm a guy that can still do well against the run, and, hey, I can feed off of and work against, alongside a superstar talent like Chris Jones.
Right now, we're going through some of the top storylines for tonight's game, getting you ready for Chiefs and Chargers. Let's remove Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown. Who is the player that you think is going to benefit the most over these 6 weeks with no Rashee Rice? I think it's going to be Tyquan Thornton. I think he's got a chance to be that DeMarcus Robinson, Byron Pringle kind of role for this team and just end up being a guy that just has 3 catches for 35 yards, which doesn't sound like a lot, but could really be critical on some third down situations. My answer would be Thornton. Who do you think it could be?
Yeah, that's a great answer. I would tend to agree with you, right? I know Juju Smith-Schuster is more of a veteran guy. He's going to fill probably more of that Rashee Rice role to some extent, you know, early on in these first couple of weeks, especially when we'll see if Jalen Royals can come back, say, week two, week three, somewhere in there, and they can sort of get him some experience sprinkled along the way. But in terms of highlights, in terms of like, hey, could this guy work in the red zone? Could he beat one-on-one, you know, down the field like we saw in the preseason finale against the Chicago Bears? And, yeah, I'm going to say Tyquan Thornton more so than, you know, more so than Juju Smith-Schuster. Now, I think Juju Smith-Schuster will work better with Patrick on the scramble drill, on the improvisation. That's where he and Travis Kelce have really blossomed since that 2022 season. But, yeah, if Tyquan Thornton has one highlight tonight, man, will that do him a bit of good with Mahomes so that they can continue to use him more and more in the offense as the season goes along. I'm not sure how big his role will be tonight. I think he would still sort of rely on, hey, Juju Smith-Schuster's played in a lot of big games. He knows, you know, Rashee Rice's position. But, hey, if Hollywood needs a blow, if Xavier Worthy needs a couple snaps just to get ready, then, hey, you could put Tyquan Thornton out there and say, hey, can you run a nine route? Can you beat Asante Samuel down the field? Hey, if that could happen, Mahomes is going to put it on the money. And you know the Chiefs are desperate tonight to say, hey, it's more than just Xavier Worthy. We can throw the deep ball to Hollywood Brown, and we can throw the deep ball to Tyquan Thornton. So if that happens, there's a good chance that Tyquan Thornton really benefits from, you know, a six-week stretch where he can sort of see, hey, where do I fit within the offense? Where does Mahomes like for me to be? How am I reacting to the coverages if the team is still eyeing Xavier Worthy, if the team is still putting double teams around Travis Kelce? Then, hey, I'm going to get plenty of opportunities. The more you succeed, the more Mahomes will trust you. And we've seen, hey, all it takes is a couple times for Mahomes to say, okay, I've seen it now. It's not preseason anymore. It's not training camp. Okay, this guy's a legit guy for me. I can now use him the way he used to use, say, Justin Watson in key moments where you're saying, hey, there's a 30-yard completion to Justin Watson on the sideline. The same thing can happen for Tyquan Thornton. And at this point, Tyquan Thornton is the faster player, the younger player, and the one who can give you more explosion if everything goes right.
I got a couple more questions and I'll get you out of here, Nate. The first one is, you spend a lot of time around this team. Do you think they hear the noise? There have been a lot of people who have taken a lot of shots at the Chiefs over the last 6 months, which kind of comes with the territory when you lose the Super Bowl the way that they did. People are now picking the Chargers and feel way more confident in doing that. The Broncos, they are not talking about the Chiefs like they are the three-time defending AFC champions. They're talking about them like the team that got blown out in the Super Bowl. Do you think they hear all of this?
They hear all of it, Carrington, all of it. These dudes can't hide from it, and I think they've been quietly awaiting to, you know, sort of rechange the conversation to adjust that, hey, you guys have to remember us, right? We're still the Chiefs. I think a lot of that will be part of the motivation tonight. I think part of the motivation will, again, being on a world stage, the Chiefs have never lost an international game under Andy Reid, so they can keep that streak going along. To obviously grow the brand globally. I just think the Chiefs understand that, hey, the only way we can get to respond is we have to do it when people are actually watching us on television. Now, tonight it'll be on YouTube. But you know what I mean, Kerry. Like, you can't really say anything until the games actually start. So this will be their version of, you know, if you don't like what they're saying, you got to change the conversation. This is their first night to do that. I think Patrick Mahomes clearly knows what people have said about him. And he's wise enough to know, hey, I don't need to feed into it now, but I do need to say that, hey, I'm still the best quarterback in the league. I got plenty of weapons around me. We got this guy, Josh Simmons, who's only going to get better as the season goes along. And if the defense can continue to be accountable too, then, hey, let's see if they can get to Justin Herbert a little bit more than maybe we anticipate tonight. Let's see if a guy like Jaden Hicks, who's in year two, who's potentially the third safety and nickel. Hey, go make a play, right? You led the team in interceptions last year. If Jaden Hicks can take another leap, then this team has plenty to say because they've heard plenty since the Super Bowl.
Last two questions, Nate. First question is, how's the turf? How's the field? If there's one thing I know I can guarantee is that we will complain about the field because it will not be up to NFL standards. I've seen that enough in these international games. And have you seen any Chargers fan?
Okay, let's go reverse. I did see some Charger fans on my flight from Atlanta to Sao Paulo. Hey, like I told you guys, there might be just as much Charger fans here as they would normally be in SoFi Stadium, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but hey, that's the way it goes, kids. There are Charger fans here, and they clearly care. And I get the sense that, hey, because the Chargers have been building towards this moment for the last 2 years, hey, it's easy to see, hey, the Chargers have a good coach, good quarterback, that made the playoffs last year. They got a legitimate fan base here. Now, there still might be more Chiefs fans here because they're the Chiefs. In terms of the field, Carrington, it looks real nice. And here's the problem. They're covering things where I am on the sideline to suggest that it might rain. And boys and girls, that'll be the true test. It won't even be the pregame warm-up, which I'm on the field ready to watch, ready to evaluate how guys are cutting, because it was clear the Chiefs were not doing a legitimate practice yesterday at the local athletic club in Sao Paulo. But if it rains tonight, you know, do you have to change your cleats? How is it going to be from a traction standpoint? It's pretty cloudy, Carrington, and it was – I took a video earlier and put it on Instagram. It was gorgeous. It was really nice. It's going to be in like the 50s, and it could be some rain because, again, we're taking some equipment. People are taking cover. So the field looks good right now. I know the equipment guys for the Chiefs feel pretty good as where it stays, but that could change, obviously, if it rains.
Nate, if it rains, I'm telling you that field is about to crumble. Like, you and I both know that, Nate. Come on now.
It looks better. Roger Goodell made it a point yesterday that was like, hey, the way I will know that this game has worked from year one to year two is if the field holds up better. That is a direct quote from the commissioner.
Okay.
But also, man, I hope it really doesn't rain.
If the check clear, that's all that really matters, Nate.
Oh, the check. Oh, check been in the account, my guy. Like, they're, you know, they're coming back next year, too. I think you're going to see a sellout crowd. It's going to be loud. It's clear that Brazil can work for the NFL market, especially when you have, you know, Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, you know, an actual really good divisional game. But yeah, they'll be here in I believe either October or November. It won't be the Friday night opener next year based on the calendar. But yeah, the check's cleared and they're going to get another check next season, which will be hilarious. So guys, stay with me. Lord, please. You know, I mean, I can feel sprinkles right now, guys. It's if it's going to rain now and get it on with it. But at the same time, they didn't plan for rain, Carrington. I can tell you that.
Oh, all right, Nate. Thank you so much for coming on here. We appreciate you with ESPN. Nate just told you he's feeling raindrops. That means they're about to have a slip and slide.
It's raining on me right now. I'm like 10 feet from the sideline. It's starting to sprinkle, guys. Not a good sign.
Absolutely. That's Nate Taylor of ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love Love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.